What you're about to hear are real crime cases. Listen carefully. You may be able to help solve a crime and collect a reward for your information. I'm Darian. I'll bring you the next case right after this.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Yeah, get down and dance. You hear that? That's the sound of arthritis pain being moved, grooved, hustled, shuffled, juke, jive, junked, funked, shimmied, shook, and boogied. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, wind and grind on over to fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're so annoying.
You're so annoying.
Stop copying me. Mom, tell her to stop copying me.
Mom, tell her to stop talking to me.
Kids will spend 10 minutes copying everything their sibling says.
You're such a doofus.
How about 2 minutes to brush their teeth? Brushing for 2 minutes now can save your child from severe tooth pain later. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. 2 minutes twice a day. They have the time.
Mom!
A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ad Council.
On Sunday, March 10th, 2013, at 6:42 p.m., Gresham Police in Oregon responded to the report of shots fired. Officers arrived at the area and found 23-year-old Shane Brumbaugh suffering from a gunshot wound. Brumbaugh died at the scene, which is also where he lived. Officers searched the neighborhood for possible suspects, but did not locate anyone. Detectives learned that the suspects arrived on foot and fled in a vehicle after shooting Mr. Brumbaugh. The possible suspect vehicle is described as a smaller silver four-door, possibly an import. It may have been driving erratically immediately after the shooting. Crime Stoppers is offering a cash reward of up to $1,000 for information. You can leave Crime Stoppers a tip at www.crimestoppersoforegon.com. Or as always, you can contact me at my website, realcrimecases.com.